So it's very hands-on-ish and shows 90% occupancies and then dropping in April and May to very low numbers. I think the lowest at that point was right at 5% in New York. You can see that the Texas cities bottomed out at a higher level, just above 20% in those early stages. Now, as you move across the page, time-wise, it runs up until last week, November 1st of 2021. So we cover more than a year and a half of headcount occupancy changes through that time period. Some interesting things to point out. You see some major dips in there. If you look at the end of 2020, there's a dip and then a very dramatic dip around February of 2021. And those are pretty consistent across all 10 markets. Those dips represent when COVID tended to show up in each of those individual cities. And you can see that Texas was hit very dramatically in late 2020 and then again in early 2021. And again, as you move across to the right, you see in August of 2021, there's dips across the board. That's pretty much when Delta showed up. So these are, very representative of the impact of COVID. A couple of takeaways from that. The cities that hit the lowest levels were those that were very dependent upon public transportation. You think about New York and DC in particular, also San Francisco. And those that are more reliant on cars and carpooling had higher occupancies. And that's because individuals were, it was easier for them to drive to their offices if they chose to, rather than getting on the subway. Shifting to the next slide, the average for all of those 10 cities, and this is current, is just under 37%. Now that's up from an average that was in the low 20s when you're looking at back at May of 2020. So things have improved. There's been some fluctuation. And you can also see those individual cities broken out on that slide. What I have found to be really interesting is how each industry has been impacted a little bit differently. Big surprise is that the industry that has done the best in terms of having high occupancy is the legal profession. You see from this slide that law firms nationally are achieving 63% occupancy versus 37% across all of those markets. It begs the question, what's different? And I suspect it's cultural. I was talking with the person who runs BOMA International, Henry Chamberlain, this morning, and we were talking about that particular issue. And he offices in D.C. And his theory is that the culture within law firms is pretty substantially different than maybe your typical industry, in the sense that young members, young attorneys who've been brought on, in order for them to advance, they need to work very, very long hours, obviously, but they also need to be visible. And so it could be some cultural issues that are driving that high occupancy. Breaking that 63% down into four major cities is an interesting exercise as well. If you look at the top four, Washington and New York, occupancies for law firms, again, is over 50%. Chicago is at 61%, and Houston is at 72%. Now, I don't claim to understand exactly why, but I do believe the data here. I think that the audience today may have a better understanding of what is driving those really high numbers compared to the rest of the universe. Let me move one slide further on. Tenant expectations that I mentioned earlier. The biggest expectation that tenants have today is they want to know that the environment, the air quality, and the public areas are all clean, sanitized, and so on. This has driven some big changes on some landlords. Those who have deep enough pockets, they've spent a lot of money on very sophisticated air filtration systems that capture bacteria, germs, viruses, and filter as much of that out as they possibly can. So the CapEx amounts that have been dedicated to these solutions has really been massive. There have also been big changes to janitorial and security protocols. Security protocols have been tightened up quite a bit to limit people entering into multi-tenant office buildings, especially in those major markets. And janitorial, the scope of services provided by janitorial has increased very dramatically. And that you find in public areas primarily, and meaning lobbies and elevators, you know, button-free type environments and restrooms as well. So those changes have also pushed costs up as well. In spite of that, I think there's not a lot of visibility of the cost issues for tenants. And one of their expectations pretty much across the board has been to expect lower operating expenses. And that's been true in some cases for janitorial, but in most cases, those lower janitorial expenses have been offset by higher expenses in other categories, and also in higher amounts for repair and maintenance.